Hello.
Hey Susan, this is Keaton. I was calling you back from yesterday. I was interested in the North 22nd Street out in Richmond.
Yes, I'm aware.
I was wondering if you had like 5-ish minutes to kind of help me get some more information on the property to see if this is something that my partner and I might want to pick up.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see it's a one bed, one bath.
That's
I was
incorrect.
one. Okay, could you help
It's
me out?
that's on the internet. It's got 2 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Oh, sweet. Okay, that's good to know. I got you. Now, are there, I'm gonna write this down. Are there tenants in there right now?
No. My nephew's over
Okay.
there right now painting, doing some painting and touching up, but the tenant moved out, I don't know, about a month or two ago.
Okay. I got you. And how long ago have you, I mean, how long have y'all owned the property?
I think we bought it at the end of 2002 or early 2003, somewhere like that.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
have
So
the
you guys have been.
documents in front of me right now, but
Oh,
somewhere
no
about
worries. No,
that.
I just got you.
And when we bought
So you
it, it
guys
was
have.
in very bad condition. So we had to take down to the studs, put in all new insulation and just everything. There's some the originals are like the fireplaces and the bedrooms, the living and dining room are still there. There's the broad plank heart pine floors are original, and they're beautiful. That kind of thing. Those are still there. But in the kitchen, one of the walls has got brick all the way up, because it abuts a fireplace. But it's 110 or more years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you go into the doors, each door is a different size, The bedroom door is different than the parlor door, that kind of thing.
I
It's
got you.
definitely
Just looking
not
for an
what we
order.
would call, it's not what we would call the quote unquote open concept. So somebody who might
Okay.
be interested in that house is not going to want the, everybody seems to be gaga over open concept and stainless steel appliances. Well, you know
I hear
that.
you. Yeah.
But if you're
So you've
looking
had it
for a more
some.
traditional house, that's what that would be. The upstairs, one of the bedrooms is right next door to the quote unquote trunk room. And the door goes directly from the master bedroom into the quote trunk room, which serves as a walk-in closet. You know what I'm talking about? What they used to call the old trunk room?
Is that
I
like
guess you.
in the back of the house?
No, it's upstairs in the front. The bedroom in the front is the master bedroom. We're calling it the master bedroom because it's got the trunk room. Do you know about trunk rooms?
No, I'd love to know.
Yeah, well, see, back in the olden days, they didn't have a lot of different clothing and so forth. So they would carry their possessions in trunks. And so they would store their trunks in a room in the house. And that was the trunk room, which
That makes
it's
sense.
just a small room and it's like right off the master bedroom. So you can walk from the master bedroom directly into the trunk room as you would a walk-in closet, or you can walk in from the hallway.
Got you. I see. And you said you had it since 2002. I'm assuming you've
I
rented it
think we
out.
bought it somewhere around November, December 2002, but I don't have my paperwork right here, so I can't verify, but it's close to that date.
Okay. I was just curious how long you've been renting it out to tenants for.
Yeah, we have, and we've had a lot of it's very close to the hospital, the university, medical school. So we've had a lot of nursing type people who've been renting it from us. that kind of people, professional people.
And how much is rent going for around there?
I'm not sure exactly what we paid. If we get a good renter in there, we don't raise a rent on them. You know, we paid cash for the place a long time ago and then, you know, updated it. You know, when we get new people in, like we put in halfway through, we had to put in brand new kitchen cabinets to start with. And then about, I'd say 10 years or 12 years ago, we put in brand new kitchen cabinets, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the downside of that, it does not have central air and central heat. We had to put in a new heating system, new hot water heater in and all that, but it doesn't have central air. We have window units.
Okay. And you said there was no central heat, or there currently is no central heat?
No, there is central heat. We had to put a new heater in.
Gotcha.
A new furnace, or whatever they call them. But there is no central air conditioning.
Yes, ma'am.
So we have some window units.
And I hear you saying we. I'm assuming it's you and the husband that are on the title?
No, it's me and my nephew.
Okay, I got you. Are you guys both the owners?
His name is Justin, owners.
Got you, okay. And how does he feel about selling the property? He's the one painting it up right now, correct?
Yeah, he lives in Richmond. I live in Florida. So he's thinking about wanting to buy a mini farm.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, I get inundated with calls 3 or 4 a week, you know, for that property. So.
Oh, does that get annoying?
Same old crap, mostly. Mostly flippers that aren't going to give you the fair market price. We don't want to deal with them. We're looking for firm 325. I said we have a real estate agent. It's not on the MLS.
I got you. Well, if you have an agent, why haven't you listed it if you know how much you're trying to get for it?
Because my nephew doesn't want to be bothered with all the neighbors, the nosy neighbors coming in and what are you doing, blah, 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 blah. But he gets tired of all that.
I hear you.
That's just his preference.
I mean,
you know, if I put my house up down here for sale, I'd have every other neighbor coming in checking it out.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
Your house and all that.
That's what they do. And he wants just interested people.
Gotcha. Well, we're definitely interested, and I do appreciate you taking my call.
Well, if I, you know, you, what I was going to say is we're looking for 325. Now, if you bought that house and you put in, what I would do, and you would get a much better resale, stainless steel appliances, quartz countertops in the kitchen. And remember, that kitchen cabinet, the kitchen countertops were not those expensive ones because, you know, we were going to rent it. Let me see. I would put in quartz countertops. I would put a new deck on the front porch. It's a very small front porch. We put cedar siding on the external part of the house. We put a second bathroom in downstairs, and that bathroom is not one of those plug in the wall that you get at Lowe's and you plug it in, but it's all tiled. You know, we had a tiler come in and tile it and that kind of thing.
Okay. So y'all added one bathroom and then
it has two bathrooms.
Got you.
Well, we didn't convert any rooms upstairs. It's just that the one bedroom, what I call the master bedroom, made into what you would probably call a walk-in closet. And it was originally what they would have called a trunk room.
Okay.
I'm just explaining what that original intent was for. And then the other bedroom upstairs is kind of an interesting room. It has a closet across the whole back of the wall, so it's long. But there are four walls in a room, but the fourth wall is not a full wall. It's probably a third of that wall is open. And you know it's an old house because it's not square. They put it on a plot of land that was not a square piece of land. So when they did that back piece, they have a kind of a, I want to, it's not really a pie, it's maybe a rhombus shape, and it could serve as a child's playroom. It could serve as an office. It's definitely big enough to be an office. Some people with one or two kids have rented there over the years.
Okay, I got you. And why
And,
don't
you
you
know,
guys continue to rent it out? Why are you trying to sell it now? I mean, if
well,
you
I
guys
think my
rented it.
nephew, I think I told you, but he wanted to buy a mini farm.
Okay. And that's where the funds would be going towards.
Yeah, he wants to
Understood.
buy. Why is everybody asking me that question? I'm
Because I mean it's a fair question, if you guys want to keep
not
renting
saying
it
it's not
out.
a fair question, but it's a cold call, and all the cold callers ask me the same list of questions.
Well,
Why are you
I'm
selling
about to
this
tell you.
place? Well,
Yeah,
because we're
I'm about to
sick and
tell you.
tired of people calling us up wanting to buy it. No, but he really wanted to get another property, and he's thinking about a mini farm.
Gotcha. When is he trying to buy that?
Where? I think
I was just
Henrico
wondering.
County.
Okay. Rico County.
Henrico, am I saying that right? Henrico County? I don't know how they
Oh,
say it.
Henrico? Oh, yes, right. You're in Florida. That's right.
It's
Henrico.
Henrico. I'm from Florida. I never lived in Virginia.
Lucky you.
Yeah,
I wish I was in Florida right now.
the weather is pretty nice down here compared.
Yeah, it's
It's
snowing right
cold
now, yeah.
yesterday. I think yesterday morning when I left the house at 8, it was 59, which is cold, but it warmed up to about 70 something, one or two.
I hear you. So as far as y'all's timeline, when would y'all be trying to receive the funds for this
Well,
property? I mean, I could.
we can sell it soon. The problem I've got right now, my nephew is out of country for about 2 weeks. He left Saturday, he won't be back for 2 weeks. And then when he gets back, if you want to go take a look at it, you can call him and get in touch and go see it, if you're
Okay.
serious. And we're serious pretty much about the price. We don't want to deal with a flipper that wants to undercut. Now, I will say, because we talked to the bankers and stuff, it's worth more probably than what we're asking for. But if you did a few changes, like that new deck on the front and on the porch, and put in the quartz countertops and the stainless steel, you could make quite a bit of more money on it if you wanted to resell it.
I hear you. So, what would be the best way to reach him, your nephew?
Well, he's not he here now, so if you
Yeah,
give me
so
a
2 weeks.
call in 2 weeks, I'll see if I can let him know, because he might not answer if he doesn't know your phone. And you
That makes
can let
sense.
me know, call me, and then I'll put him in touch.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and before I let you go, would you happen to have photos of the property, or would he?
Well, I don't have any other than you can find them on the internet, but
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Okay.
But some of the stuff on the internet's not correct. I don't even know how that got up there.
No,
It's
you're right.
never
I
been
thought it was
correct.
one bed.
One
Yeah.
bedroom, one bath. That's, I mean, That's not, well, probably that keeps more people from calling me. And they keep driving me crazy because he won't pick up the phone. He gets tired of it too.
I'm sure.
And I'm retired
I
and he's
appreciate
working.
retired in Florida. That sounds amazing.
Well, I'm retired and he's working. So you understand why he doesn't want to be bothered with all the neighbors coming in and all
Oh,
the
for
phone
sure.
calls.
For sure. I got you. All right, well, I'll talk to my partners and I'll see if this makes sense. I got your numbers and I'll do a
Okay.
little more homework on it. And if it makes
Yeah.
sense, then we could get some paperwork together. But if not, then I do appreciate your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.